Well, good morning. It is June 5th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in Deuteronomy 9. We're going to read Psalms 92 and 93, Isaiah chapter 37, and Revelation chapter 7 today. So let's get into the Word this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 9 as we begin. Making sure that my internet is working here because I'm out on the back porch. Sorry if you can hear my dog going nuts. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Hear, O Israel, you are crossing over the Jordan today to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than you. Great cities fortified to heaven, people great and tall, the sons of the Anakim, whom you know and of whom you have heard it said, who can stand before the sons of Anak? Know therefore today that it is the Lord your God who is crossing over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them, and he will subdue them before you, so that you may drive them out and destroy them quickly, just as the Lord has spoken to you. Do not say in your heart, when the Lord your God has driven them out before you, because of my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to possess this land, but it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is dispossessing them before you. It is not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart that you are going to possess the land, but it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God is driving them out before you in order to confirm the oaths which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Know then, it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stubborn people. Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness. From the day that you left the land of Egypt until you arrived at this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. Even at Horeb, you provoked the Lord to wrath, and the Lord was so angry with you that he would have destroyed you. When I went up to the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant which the Lord had made to you, then I remained on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water, and the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone written by the finger of God. And on them were all the words which the Lord had spoken with you at the mountain from the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly. It came about at the end of the 40 days and nights that the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant. Then the Lord said to me, Arise, go down from here quickly, for your people, whom you brought out of Egypt, have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I had commanded them, and they have made a molten image for themselves. The Lord spoke further to me, saying, I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stubborn people. Let me alone that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make you a nation mightier and greater than they. And so I turned and came down from the mountain, while the mountain was burning with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. And I saw that you had indeed sinned against the Lord your God. You had made yourself a molten calf. You turned aside quickly from the way which the Lord had commanded you. I took hold of the two tablets and threw them from my hand and smashed them before your eyes. I fell down before the Lord as at first, 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water because of all your sin which you had committed in doing what was evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and the hot displeasure which the Lord was wrathful against you in order to destroy you. But the Lord listened to me that time also. The Lord was angry enough with Aaron to destroy him. And so I also prayed for Aaron at the same time. I took your sinful thing, the calf which you had made, and burned it with fire, and crushed it, and grinding it very small until it was fine as dust. And I threw its dust into the brook, and came down from the mountain. Again, at Taberah, and at Massa, and at Kiriath Hakaba, you provoked the Lord to wrath. When the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, Go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. You neither believed him, nor listen to his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord from that day that I knew you. And so I fell down before the Lord the 40 days and 40 nights which I did before the Lord, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, do not destroy your people, even your inheritance whom you have redeemed through your greatness, whom you have brought up out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servant Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not look at the stubbornness of the people or act or at their wickedness or their sin. Otherwise, the land from which you brought us, they say, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he had promised them, and because he hated them, he brought them out of the land to slay them in the wilderness. And yet, they are your people, even your inheritance, whom you have brought out by your power and your outstretched arm. That was Deuteronomy chapter 9. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Psalm 92 and Psalm 93. Psalm 92 and Psalm 93. Psalm 92, a psalm, a song for the Sabbath day. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night, with the ten-stringed lute and with the harp, with resounding music upon the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by what you have done, and I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man has no knowledge, nor does a stupid man understand this, that when the wicked sprouted up like grass and all who did iniquity flourished, it was only that they might be destroyed forevermore. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies will perish. All who do iniquity will be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil, and my eye has looked exultantly upon my foes. My ears hear of the evildoers who rise up against me. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord, and they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no uprightness, unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed and girded himself with strength. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Your throne is established from old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their pounding waves. More than the sounds of many waters, than the mighty breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your testimonies are fully confirmed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore. That was Psalm 92 and Psalm 93. Let's move on over to our next reading in Isaiah chapter 37. Isaiah 37 today. Isaiah 37. Isaiah 37, and when King Hezekiah heard it, he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and entered into the house of the Lord. Then he sent Eliakim, who was over the house with Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said to him, "Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of distress, rebuke, and rejection, for children have come to birth, and there is no strength to deliver. Perhaps the Lord your God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, who his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to reproach the living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard, and therefore offer a prayer for the remnant that is left." And so the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, "Thus you shall say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid because of the words that you have heard, with which the servant of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will put a spirit in him, so that he will hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will make him fall by the sword in his own land." Then Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria fighting against Libna, for he had heard that the king had left Lachish. Then he heard them say concerning Tirhaka, king of Cush, "He has come out to fight against you." And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, "Thus you shall say to Hezekiah, king of Judah, do not let your God, in whom you trust, deceive you, saying, Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands, destroying them completely. And so will you be spared? Did the gods of those nations which my father have destroyed deliver them, even Gozan and Haran and Repheth and the sons of Eden who were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Seravayim, and of Hena and of Iva?" Then Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messenger and read it, and went up to the house of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, saying, "O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, whom is enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see, and listen to all the words of Sennacherib, who sent them to reproach the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have devastated all the countries and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone, and so they have destroyed them. Now, O Lord our God, deliver us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, Lord, are God. Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent word to Hezekiah, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, because you have prayed to me about Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word that the Lord has spoken against him. She has despised you and mocked you, the virgin daughter of Zion. She has shaken her head behind you, the daughter of Jerusalem, whom you have reproached and blasphemed, and against whom you have raised your voice and haughtily lifted up your eyes, against the Holy One of Israel. And through your servant you have reproached the Lord. And you have said, With my many chariots I came up to the heights of the mountains, to the remotest parts of Lebanon. And I cut down its tall cedars and its choice cypresses. And I will go to its highest peak, its thickest forests. I dug wells and drank water. And with the sole of my feet I dried up all the rivers of Egypt. Have you not heard? Long ago I did it. From ancient times I planned it. Now I have brought it to pass that you should turn fortified cities into ruinous heaps. And therefore their inhabitants were short of strength. They were dismayed and put to shame. They were as the vegetation of the green field and as the green herb, as grass on the housetops is scorched before it is grown up. But I know you are sitting down and you're going out and you're coming in and you're raging against me because of your raging against me and because your arrogance has come to my ears. Therefore, I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way which you came. Then this shall be a sign for you. You will eat this year what grows of itself, in the second year what springs up from the same, and in the third year sow, reap, plant vineyards, and eat their fruit. The surviving remnants of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upwards. For out of Jerusalem will go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he will not come to this city or shoot an arrow there, and he will not come before it with a shield or throw up a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, by the same he will return, and he will not come to this city, declares the Lord, for I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Then the angel of the Lord went out and struck 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when men arose early in the morning, behold, all of those were dead. And so Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and returned home and lived in Nineveh. And it came about, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammelech and Shazier, his sons, killed him with the sword. And they escaped into the land of Ararat. And Esharadon, his son, became king in his place. That was Isaiah chapter 37. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Revelation chapter 7 today. Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7 today. After this I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels in whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, Do not harm the earth, or the sea, or the trees, until we have sealed the bondservant of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. And after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, and all tribes, and peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hand. And they cry out with loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, These who are clothed in white robes, who are they? And where have they come from? And I said to him, "My Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will hunger no more, nor thirst any more, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Amen to that. That was our reading. That was Revelation chapter 7, and our reading today for June 5th, 2023. Doesn't feel like June out there today. It's a little chilly, but that's all right. Leave your comment, leave your reaction to this video as usual. If you're behind a couple days, no worries. Make sure to catch up, though. I encourage you to do that. We are approaching the end of our first read-through of the New Testament. That's going to be June 20th, so that's kind of cool. And so stick through it. We'll be done with Revelation. And then you, if you've never done so before, you've read through the entire New Testament. That's a really cool thing. And then we'll start it again. You're going to read through it twice this year. We're going to read through the book of Psalms twice this year, the Old Testament once. And so stick with it. And then the 200th day is coming up real soon, too. That's going to be July 19th. And so I got a good prize for you this time, if you've stuck with it, with me this far. And so I'm looking forward to giving you that. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this word. Lord, that reminder of what you will do with those who come out of that great tribulation, how you will wipe away every tear from their eyes, God, is a great reminder of how you will do that to all your children someday. Lord, we look forward to that amazing day, Lord, where sin and the effects of the curse will be a thing of the past. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Lord, may it be today. Lord, we want to see you. We want to be with you. We want to see your face, and we want you to make this planet right once again. And Lord, that is our hope. But Lord, I pray that you would help us to live for you no matter what today. I pray, God, that we would just give you the glory, God, through our thoughts and our actions and our attitudes, Lord, how we live our lives, how we treat one another, how we treat our families, how we treat our wives, our children, Lord, how we treat strangers. Lord, I pray, God, that you would help us to just exude the love of Christ today. Lord, maybe even give us an opportunity to be able to share your gospel today. Lord, maybe invite somebody to church on Sunday. Lord, I would pray. Lord, would you grant us that opportunity today? But Lord, again, give us a good day in you. I pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters now. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Bye, everybody.